父
King of all kings，
万王之王
Lord of lords，
万主之主
you are almighty God，
你是全能的神。
Your infinite power keeps us away from all our sins or unholiness，
你的大能使我们远离罪恶与不洁。
You are compassionate and gracious，
你充满怜悯与慈爱。
You are slow to anger，
你不轻易发怒。
Abounding in love，
充满爱。
Father, we thank you for giving us your one and only Son.
天父啊，我们感谢你才赐下你独一的爱子耶稣基督。
To save us from our own sins.
把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Thank you for preparing the road of redemption for us.
感谢你为我们预备这条救赎的道路。
We were all unworthy sinners.
我们都是不配的罪人。
But you send down your son.
但是你赐下主耶稣。
Jesus Christ. He came into the world to save all sinners.
为了救赎我们这些罪人。
You show your immense patience.
你彰显了自己极大的忍耐。
As an example for those who ever believe in God will receive eternal life.
那些信主名的人得着永生，作为一个榜样。我们祈求，凡信靠你主耶稣基督的名的人，我们都可以进入你的天国。我们更加为今天的崇拜每一个程序来祷告。我们愿你悦纳我们的敬拜。每一首赞美你的诗歌，主啊，求你按着你丰盛的慈爱。
Please well, Elder Walter and Pastor Clarence.
让我们请 Walter 长老跟许传道为我们证道。
Good morning. Can you hear me?
你们能够听到吗？
Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the Walter from the Chinese side, and Karen's. So Karen's going to translate. I'm going to speak English, and Karen's is going to translate to Mandarin.
我是 Walter, 他是 Clarence. 他将会这个来跟你们分享一个信息，我将会替他翻译。
It's the first time really to preach in English to such a big congregation. I think it's a privilege to be able to share the Christmas message to our brothers and sisters. Christmas is a time for celebration. For the birth of Jesus. Well, it's a time of celebration. We naturally sing songs, Christmas songs. Which Christmas song do you like most? Jingle bells? Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Well, riding and singing. On a one-horse open sleigh could be quite fun, I think.
坐在这个滑雪上多快乐，在雪机上是很快乐的一件事情，是不是啊？
But it's all about fun.
是不是都是很娱乐的事情呢？
Well, though Christmas can be fun.
当然，圣诞节是个很愉快的事情。
Well, we got family gathering.
我可能有一些的家庭聚餐。
We have shopping.
我们可以去购物。
We exchange gifts.
我们可以交换礼物。
We may have holidays.
我们可以去度假。
Well, Christmas, but probably it's not all about fun.
那有可能这个圣诞节不仅仅是娱乐罢了吧？
How about do you like Santa Claus is coming to town?
或者你是不是
Who likes this one?
这个圣诞老人来到我们的小镇呢？你们谁喜欢这首歌的？
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better watch out, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. So, Santa, we find out who is naughty and who is nice.
所以圣诞老人知道谁是乖小孩，谁是坏小孩。
He will see you when you are sleeping.
他看见你睡觉。
He knows when you are awake.
当你起来的时候，他也看见你。
He knows if you have been good or bad.
他知道你到底有没有做好事或者做坏事。
So be good for goodness' sake.
所以你需要做好事哦，小孩子。
If you like this one,
如果你喜欢这首歌的话，
probably because of the beats.
可能你经常被打。
Or your parents have been using it to lull you to sleep.
可能你的父母可能就用这首歌来叫你赶快要睡觉了。
How about Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer?
或者你会不会喜欢这首诗歌，叫做《红鼻子的驯鹿鲁道夫》 ？Rudolph.
How to sing? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer has a very shiny nose. Oh, okay. Rudolph has a very shiny nose.
这个鲁道夫有一个红鼻子的这个驯鹿。
So what happened?
是什么事情发生
的？ The other reindeers mock and bully him.
其他的驯鹿呢，就开始嘲笑这个红鼻子的驯鹿。
But then one Christmas, Santa came.
然后有一个圣诞节的时候，这个圣诞老人来了。
And asked him to guide his sleigh.
就叫这个红鼻子的驯鹿呢，去带领他的马车。
And then all the reindeers admired him.
那其他的驯鹿就开始妒忌他了。
It's a good story, I think.
这个好像是一个很好的故事，是不是啊？
So there are many interesting Christmas songs.
有一些很有意义的这个圣诞节的这个诗歌。
And many people still like them.
有很多人还在很喜欢这些诗歌。
However, in churches,
在教会里面呢，
we do not usually sing these songs.
我们经常好像都不唱这些诗歌，是不是？
The most common ones we sing.
我们最经常唱的诗歌是什么呢？
Silent Night.
平安夜。
Joy to the World.
这个普世欢腾。
Away in a manger,
这个
马槽声音，
马槽里的声音。
Angel we have heard on high, 天使歌唱，
天使歌唱在高天。
And then hark the herald angels sing,
听啊，天使在高声唱，
天使歌声。So I'm sure you like them.
我相信你们都很喜欢这些诗歌。
And you have probably sing them every Christmas.
可能你每一次的圣诞节都在唱这些诗歌。
Which one do you like the most?
你最喜欢的诗歌是哪一首呢？
For me, I like.Joy to the World.
至于我来说，我喜欢《普世欢腾》这首歌。
Joy to the World by Isaac Watts.
这首歌是这个 Isaac 华兹所写的。
Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. 好，中文怎么唱？中文怎么唱？唱一次。
普世欢腾，救主下降，大地接他君王，为人中心与彼地方，
好好好，
共筑歌唱。
好好，救了救了，这样子救了，
够了。
啊、why do I like this song?
为什么我会喜欢这首诗歌呢？
I like it because it induces a sense of joyfulness.
因为它给我们带来一种很喜乐的感觉。
Because the King of the universe has come to the world.
因为宇宙的君王已经来到这个世界上了。
And then why do I like this song in particular?
为什么我特别喜欢这首诗歌呢？
Because I think the Bible, it follows what the Bible tells us.
因为它非常按照圣经里面的意思来写的。
Some other songs are very speculative.
有一些诗歌呢是非常的这个推测出来的
or imaginative
或者是想象出来而写出
and probably not based on facts
可能不是按照圣经的原则来写。
And not based on what the Bible is saying, yes.
可能也不完全按照圣经的意思。
But this song draws the message from the Bible.
但是这首诗歌比较不同。
You come to, will come to, like this song more. The more you understand the message of the Bible.
你将会更加爱、更加喜欢这首诗歌，当你更加明白它诗歌里面的意思的时候。
Let men their songs employ. 万民高声颂扬。The song echoes. In fact, this song echoes Psalm 98.
这首诗歌呢，跟诗篇九十八篇呢，有一些类似的事情了。
Sing to the Lord a new song.
他说你们要向耶和华唱新歌。
Shout for joy of the Lord to the Lord, all the earth.
全地都要向耶和华欢乐，要发起大声。
Burst into jubilant song with music.
欢呼歌颂。
Make music to the Lord with the harp.
用琴歌颂赞耶和华。
With the harp and the sound of singing.
用琴和诗歌的声音颂赞他。
With trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn.
大君王耶和华面前欢呼。
Shout for joy before the Lord the King.
用号和角声欢呼他。
This song is also very animated.
这首诗歌也非常的有。
It says the heavens and the earth and heavens and nature sing.
这首诗歌表达了这个在天堂跟大自然都一起的欢呼。
Fields and floods, rock, hill and plains repeat the sounding joy.
沃野、洪涛、山石、平原响应歌声嘹亮。
Verse 7, it says, let the sea resound.
第七节他说，愿海和其中所充满的澎湃。
And everything in the world.
世界。
And all who live in it.
和住在其间的也要发声。
Let the river clap their hands.
愿大水拍手。
Let the mountains sing together for joy.
愿诸山在耶和华面前一同欢呼。
Let them sing before the Lord.
让他们在上帝面前歌颂赞美他。
There are many more passages, particularly in the Old Testament.
这首诗歌用了很多在旧约里面的经文。
They have such kind of animation.
是非常活泼生动的。
But they always almost focus.On God's gracious deed.
他们的焦点都注重在于神的恩典。
God's gracious deed with His people.
是神给予人类的极大的莫大的恩惠。
And particularly God's salvation for His people.
尤其是上帝给予人类的这个救恩。
For example, in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书。
44, sing for joy, you heavens.
诸天啊，应当歌唱。
For the Lord has done this.
因为耶和华做成这事。
Shout aloud, you earth beneath.
地的深处啊，应当欢呼。
Burst into song, you mountains.
众山应当发声高唱。
You forests and all trees.
树林和其中所有的都当如此。
For the Lord has redeemed Jacob.
因为耶和华救赎了约雅各。
He displays his glory in Israel.
并要因以色列荣耀自己。
And then again in Psalm 49, shout for joy, you heavens.
那四十九十三节那边他写：诸天啊，应当欢呼。
Rejoice to earth.
大地啊，应当快乐。
Burst in the song, you mountains.
众山啊，应当发声歌唱。
For the Lord comforts His people.
因为耶和华已经安慰了他的百姓。
Then you have compassion on His afflicted ones.
也要怜恤他困苦之民。
So all these passages,
所有这些经文
whether they're in the Psalm or in the prophetic books,
无论是在诗篇或者在先知书里面
in fact, are pointing to a point in human history.
在指向的一件历史上的发生的一件事情。
And to a single person.
或者是指向一个人物。
And you may have guessed it.
可能你都已经猜到是谁了。
Yes, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Almost 2020 years ago.
在2020年前。
That's a point in history.
在人类历史上的某一个点。
When God became man and lived among us.
神成为人，道成肉身，住在我们当中。
In fact, I haven't told you.
其实我还没有告诉你。
The Christmas musical piece that I like most.
我最喜欢的一个诗歌呢是。
It's not popular. It's not the other popular songs, but then the Messiah by Handel.
不是一些其他很著名的诗歌，是这个亨德尔的《弥赛亚神曲》。
I like the Messiah because it is amazingly biblical.
我喜欢这首诗歌，因为它非常的符合圣经里面的意思。
It takes the lyrics virtually directly from the Old Testament and the New Testament.
它从旧约、新约里面直接采用它这个经文。
It gets its message from Isaiah.
它从这个以赛亚书里面。
The Psalm.
诗篇。
Malachi.
马拉基书。
Haggai.
哈该书。
Zechariah.
撒加利亚书。
In the Old Testament, and then Luke. First Corinthians, and Revelation from the New Testament, and others. It's a masterpiece of music, choir, and hymn together. On a solid biblical ground. To me, it is by far the best musical Christmas music. It's classic. It's a classic, but it's forever new. Because the message it carries, that Jesus coming and what he did for us, to save us from the bondage of sin, the message is forever new. It's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. This is the meaning of the gospel, the good news. On the birth of Jesus, the Gospel of Luke records an incident which happened in the fields. Angels appeared to a group of shepherds, announcing to them the birth of a Savior. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I'll bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. The Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. The angels witnessed to the shepherds that this is no ordinary baby. In verse 11, it says, he is the Messiah, the Lord. This is no ordinary declaration. The baby is the Messiah.
那个婴孩就是弥赛亚,
the Lord.
是主,
he is the Savior, Savior.
他是救主,
so who is this Messiah?
所以到底谁是这一位救主呢?
The English word Messiah is a translation of the Hebrew word Mashiach.
英文的弥赛亚这个字是从希伯来文的Mashiach来出来的。
The meaning is the Nanoid.
它这个名字是富有动性的名词。
In the Old Testament, anointed referred to either a king, a priest, or a prophet.
在旧约里面, 这个受膏者的意思就是有三个意思, 第一个就是君王, 祭司或者是先知的职分。
The Greek translation of the word Messiah in both Greek is Christos.
这个希腊文在翻译这个弥赛亚的时候, 它就翻译成 Christos.
And then from Christos comes Christ, 基督。
希腊文的这个Christos后来翻译成英文的Christ,就是基督。So
Christ is not the last name of Jesus, just like somebody might think.
你们都可能都知道,基督不是耶稣的姓。Jesus
means Jesus the Christ.
耶稣基督讲的就是耶稣是那基督。Jesus
the Messiah.
耶稣是弥赛亚。It's
a title, not a surname.
它是一个耶稣的称号,而不是他的这个... last name.
To Jews, for generations, they have been longing for the appearance of this Christ. This Messiah who has been predicted in the scriptures. To them, the Messiah is an anointed one. He is a king, a prophet, and a priest.
他是君王, 他是祭司,
but how is Jesus a Messiah?
那耶稣怎么会是弥赛亚呢?
How is he a king, a prophet, and a priest?
他怎么会是君王, 又是祭司, 又是先知呢?
The Messiah is, according to the scripture, is a Davidic king.
从这个圣经里面告诉我们, 这个弥赛亚必须是大卫的君王。
He should be a descendant of King David.
他必须是大卫的后裔。
And who will be king forever?
他是永恒的君王。
As promised by God.
从是神所应许的。
The king will liberate them from bondage.
这个君王将要带领他们脱离这个罪的权势。
Therefore, the first century Jews, they would think that they would expect Jesus, if he were the Messiah.
所以第一世纪的这个犹太人，他们就在等待，他们就在看这个弥赛亚到底是谁。
If that he were the Messiah, he would liberate them from the bondage of the Roman government.
如果耶稣是弥赛亚的话，他一定会带领这个罗马政府，带领他们脱离这个罗马政府的权势。
But they don't know that this Jesus the Messiah is the King of the universe.
但是他们忘记了，原来这个弥赛亚不仅仅是犹太人的王，他更是宇宙的王。
They don't know that Jesus came to the world not to liberate them from Roman government.
他们不知道原来这个弥赛亚来临是不仅仅是要带领他们脱离这个罗马的政权。
But to liberate human beings from the bondage of sin and death.
那是要拯救人类从罪和死亡的权势当中脱颖而出。
And usher in an everlasting kingdom of God.
进入神永远的国度。
The psalm has have many references to a future David king.
诗篇里面也说到很多关于大卫的君王这一回事。
Even David himself a king.
即使是在大卫他是一个王，他自己曾经这样说。
He referred this king Messiah as the son of God in Psalm 2.
这个将来要来的这个君王，他是神的儿子。
And this king Messiah ascends to the right hand of God in Psalm 110.
在诗篇110篇里面，这个弥赛亚已经升到至高上帝的右边。
And then in Isaiah chapter 9:6-7, it speaks this out most clearly about the child to be born.
在以赛亚书九章六到七节，跟把这件事情说得更加详细了。
He says, "The government will be upon his shoulder."
他说，政权必担当在他的肩膀上。
He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他必称为奇妙测试，全能的父，永在的父，全能的神，和平的君。
And that he will reign on David's throne.
他将会在大卫的宝座上实行王权。
And then his reign will be forever.
他的国必永远存在。
However, the kingdom of the Messiah, the kingdom that Messiah reigns, does not refer to a kingdom on earth.
但是弥赛亚的国度不仅仅是在这个地上的。
In John 18,
在约翰福音十八章
，When Jesus was asked by Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea,
当这个耶稣在被这个罗马的总督，这个罗马里面一个犹太省的这个总府，就是本丢比拉多问话的时候。
Are you the king of Israel, of the Jews?
就问耶稣，你是犹太人的王吗？
Jesus did not answer directly.
耶稣没有直接的回答。
But he said, my kingdom is not of this world.
他说，我的国不属这个世界。
If it were, my servant would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders.
他说，如果我的国属这个世界，我的民必要征战。
But now my kingdom is from another place.
使我不至于被交给犹太人，因为我的国不属于这个世界。
Then Pilate said,You are a king then?
然后比拉多就说了，那你是王吗？
Jesus said, You said I am a king. That is the reason I was born and came into the world to testify the truth.
耶稣回答就说了，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。
Pilate followed, What is truth?
然后比拉多就问了，那到底什么是真理呢？
John did not record an answer to the question.
这个约翰福音里面没有记载这个答案。
If John were to record an answer,
如果约翰要记载这个答案的话，
he would probably have recorded like this.
他可能会这样子记载。
The truth is,
这个事实是，
I am the king.
我就是王，耶稣就是王。
In Revelation,
在启示录，
this messianic figure, Jesus,
这个富有以赛亚人格化的这一位耶稣基督
is exalted as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
被描绘成万王之王，万主之主。
So Jesus is King.
所以耶稣基督他是君王。
The second identity of the Messiah is prophet. Is a prophet.
弥赛亚的第二个特征就是先知。
A prophet in Israel's tradition is not so much in foretelling.
在以色列的传统里面，这个先知的角色不是单单只是说预言罢了。
But one who speaks from God.
他更重要的是神的代言人。
A prophet of God is somebody who reveals God.
先知的功用就是要启示神自己。
speaks for God
为神说话
and communicates to the people the truth that God wants them to know.
要把这个有关于神的事情跟他的百姓说得清楚。
The Jews would understand this Messiah would be somebody like the earlier prophets.
这个犹太人所认识的这个弥赛亚就好像以前的一些先知一样。
Who speaks through, who God speaks through to his people.
是神透过他把信息传给百姓。
They don't know that the Messiah is more than an earthly person.
他们不知道原来这个弥赛亚不仅仅是一个地上的人物。
He is the Son of God.
他是神自己，神的儿子。
Who came to speak directly.
是神自己来到这个世上跟我们说话
face to face to his people
面对面的与人说话
in chapter 1 of John's gospel
在约翰福音第一章这么说
this figure is called the word
这个人物叫做道就是 logos
logos
logos 就是道
in John chapter 1 the first verse the word was with God and the word was God
约翰福音一章一节这么说太初有道这个道与神同在这个道就是神
verse 14 the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us we have seen his glory the glory of the one and only son who came from the father full of grace and truth
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
Hebrews 1:3 The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
希伯来书一章三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
So rather than just a prophet, Jesus is the Son of God and God Himself.
耶稣基督不仅仅是一个先知，他更是神的儿子。
And He is the Word.
他就是道。
When Jesus was in the world,
当耶稣在这个世上的时候
He speak not only by his mouth what God says
他不仅仅用嘴巴说话
He also by his action of what God does
他也见证了他就是弥赛亚
His presence in the flesh
耶稣肉身的显现
encapsulates the essence and presence of God
体现出了神的本性和他的同在
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us
道成了肉身住在我们中间
means God became man and lived among us.
表示了神成为人住在我们当中。
Dwell in the original Greek word is the same word for tabernacle.
这个住在这个希腊文里面也就是这个会幕的意思。
Tabernacle means tent in simple English.
在英文里面就是这个会幕就帐幕。
That means Jesus tabernacles with us.
也就是耶稣在会幕里面与我们
Just like what God did in the Old Testament time.
就好像在旧约里面会幕的次下
When God dwells with His people by means of the tabernacle.
上帝在这个会幕里面与人交谈
That's in the desert, but then later during Solomon's time by means of the temple.
在所罗门的时代里面，后来就这个会幕就演变成这个圣殿。
The book of Hebrews further says that Jesus is the true tabernacle.
在希伯来书他这么说耶稣基督就是那真的会幕那他就是会幕。
For it is through him that God dwells with us.
因为是透过这个会幕也耶稣基督实现了神跟人之间的合一。
The tabernacle was a symbol of God's dwelling.
这个会幕的意思就是神的同在。
Or presence with man.
与人同行与人同在。
Jesus Birth into the world is the realization of what the tabernacle or the temple symbolize.
耶稣基督的降临就表示了神与人的同在，也就是会幕的实现。
God firstly speak to prophet Isaiah.
耶稣刚开始的时候，上帝刚开始的时候，他在以赛亚书这么说。
And then later, a few hundred years ago, speak to Joseph.
后来他同样的话，他又告诉了这个约瑟。
Joseph is the father of Jesus.
约瑟就是这个耶稣的地上的父亲。
It says the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son.
他说必有童女怀孕生子。
And we'll call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
So the birth of Jesus and his identity were predicted long time ago.
所以耶稣的降生和他的身份早已经被预言了。
And comes to fruition at the appointed time.
只是在那个时候给成就了。
God is in control of history. In particular, his plan for salvation of mankind from sin and consequence of sin. To do that, being a king is not enough.
如果要完成这个计划, 单单是一个君王是不足够的,
being a prophet is not enough.
单单是一个先知也是不足够的,
that calls for the role of a priest.
他需要有一个类似祭司的职分的这样子的人物, 才能够完成这个计划。
So the third identity of the Messiah is a priest.
所以弥赛亚的第三个特征就是祭司。
A priest is one in the Old Testament who offers sacrifice to God for the cleansing of sin.
在旧约里面, 祭司是负责将祭物焚烧之后献给上帝的。
Firstly, for himself, and then for the people.
目的是要除去他自己的罪, 然后也要除去他人的罪。
It can be said that both the prophet and the priest stand between God and man.
我们可以这么说, 祭司和这个先知都是站在神跟人的中间。
However, there are differences.
当然他们有一些不同的地方。
In the case of a prophet,
在对于先知来说,
he delivered God's word to the people.
他将上帝的话带到给百姓听,
from the top down,
从上而下,
but in case of the priest,
对于这个祭司来说,
he delivers the sacrifice from the people to God,
他将百姓的祭物带到神面前,
from bottom up,
从下面带到上去,
but Jesus is a prophet who delivers the word from God to us, and he is also the priest who delivers the sacrifice on our behalf to God.
耶稣基督是先知, 他将上帝的话从上带到下来, 他也是祭司, 他把他自己献上, 肉献给上帝。
But then the sacrifice that Jesus delivers is not ordinary sacrifice like animals.
耶稣基督的献祭不是仅仅一个普通的这个动物上面的献祭。
He delivers himself as a sacrifice.
耶稣基督把自己献上当作活祭。
The sacrificial lamb of God.
是神牺牲的这个羔羊。
The climax of Jesus' action on earth was when he was nailed on the cross.
耶稣基督的事工在这个地上的事工可以说他的高潮就是在十字架,
and died for us humans for the repayment of our sins,
就是拯救人类为了我们的罪而死在十字架上,
so that our sins may be forgiven,
所以我们的罪可以得到赦免,
and the debt of our sins, which is death, may be forfeited,
因为罪的工价乃是死亡, 而他就付上了这个死亡的代价,
instead of everlasting death,
与其要我们进入永远的死刑,
whoever accepts Jesus' sacrifice will have everlasting life.
只要我们能够信靠耶稣基督，我们就能够获得永生。
This is the deepest kind of love.
这就是上帝残酷无法高深测量的爱。
An unconditional love that is beyond all measure.
这是我们没有方法测量的爱。
The deepest kind of wisdom.
这个是残酷高深的智慧。
The unfathomable wisdom of God, that God who created the universe and everything in it,
是我们没有办法测量，我们也不知道的，没有办法理解的智慧,
who has no sin, took on flesh and became a man,
这样的一位上帝没有罪的神来到人间，取了奴仆的形象,
so as to die on the cross to save us all,
他在十字架上的舍己，是为了就是要拯救我们。
So this is the priestly function of Jesus.
这就是祭司上这个弥赛亚的工作。
Rather than sacrificing animals,
与其把这个动物给献上,
he became the sacrifice and died on the cross for the sin of man.
耶稣自己成了这个祭物, 把自己献上给神,
once and for all.
一次的献上, 永远的摆上。
So Jesus is the only person who satisfied all these three roles of the Messiah.
耶稣基督是唯一一个在历史上面能够成就这三种职分的人。
Nobody in human history has such a person with all these three roles.
没有一个人在历史上面能够成就完成这三种不同的职分。
So how does this what does the Messiah bring us, and how is it relevant to us today?
这样子的一位弥赛亚对于我们来讲有什么启发呢？
You may say that the concept of a king, a priest, a prophet are all old-fashioned.
你们可能会感觉到这个君王、祭司、这个先知可能已经过时了。
A king is out of fashion. We have prime ministers.
我们已经没有君王，我们已经有首相了。
We don't have prophets. We have fortune tellers, weathermen, scientists who tell us what the future like.
我们已经不需要先知了，因为我们有这个算命先生。 还有天气预报员，我们还有这个科学家会告诉我们将来的路怎么走。
We don't need a priest. We have psychologists. We have counselor who handles our guilt feelings.
我们也不需要这个叫什么了？
priest， 祭司。
祭司了，因为我们有这个心理学家，我们也有这个辅导员了。
However, the Bible's words are exact.
但是我们知道圣经的话是安定在天。
God knows what he is talking about.
上帝知道他自己在说什么。
God is talking to people of the ancient world, people of today and people of tomorrow.
神不仅仅在向古代的人说话，也向现代的人跟以后的人继续的说话。
So how is this Messiah Jesus, who is a king, a prophet and a priest, relevant to us?
所以这个弥赛亚既是君王又是先知又是祭司，他到底跟我们现在的人类有什么关系呢？
First, there's a God.
你们要记住，第一，有一位神。
You think that the universe, some may think that universe exists by itself.
有些人就认为这个大自然是自然存在，
and
自由拥有的。
And all the living things exist by themselves.
这些所有的生物都是自然存在进化演变而来的。
Yeah, there's no need for God or creator.
所以我们不需要上帝了，因为都是进化而来的。
However, the birth of Jesus, who is God himself, incarnated as man, tell us that there is a God.
耶稣基督自己从天上降下来，告诉我们有一位神为我们而生。
There is a creator.
有一位创造主。
There's a purpose in this world.
这个世界是有一个计划的。
Because there is a king who reigns and who rules the universe.
因为这个世界有一个君王，他在管辖这个整个世界。
The history of the world is not random, but follows the purpose of the one who creates it.
这个世界并不是一个随机发生的事情，是一个君王正在统治、正在管辖的这个世界。
The fact that the king of the universe rules over it means that in time the purpose will be fulfilled.
因为这个君王也就是弥赛亚正在统领整个宇宙，也就表示这个世界将有一天要符合这个神的旨意。
The second is there's an end to the world.
第二个就是有一天这个世界将要到达一个终点。
The world that we live in is in a fallen state.
我们现在所居住的这个世界是一个堕落的世界。
Not in the ideal situation when God created it.
不是当初神创造的时候那种完美无瑕的世界。
Because of man's sin.
就是因为有了这个人类的犯罪。
And then the world seems to have no purpose.
这个感觉上，这个世界好像在走一条不知道什么样的道路。
There are chaos in the world.
在这个世界好像有混乱的事情发生。
There are injustice, more pain,
有痛苦
tears, death,
有眼泪，有死亡。
But the world is still following the plan of God.
但是这个世界还是按照着这个创造主的计划来。
God knows about all this.
上帝都知道这一切。
There will be an end to all of this.
所有的这一切都要有一个终点。
The Bible records God's plan.
圣经里面告诉我们神的计划。
God's plan is God is restoring His kingdom peace.
上帝正在恢复神国起初原有的平安。
Through the cross and the resurrection of Jesus.
透过耶稣基督的十字架和复活，把这个平安给赐下来。
For and with his covenant people.
就是要与他的子民建立美好的关系。
There's an end to all this chaos in the world.
这世界的混乱有一天都要结束。
All the sins in the world.
所有的罪恶都会结束。
There's an end to this world as we know it.
我们都知道这个世界有一天都会结束。
Because Jesus has come.
因为耶稣已经来了。
He has already paid the price of sin.
他已经偿还了这些罪的工价，也就是死。
He is resurrected.
他也已经复活了。
He has ascended to heaven.
他已经升到高天。
And has been exalted on high.
已经升天，被升到至高之处。
The restoration has already begun.
这个恢复过程已经开始了。
First on human heart.
刚开始的时候是在我们的人的心。
And then the universe on the second coming of Jesus.
接下来是耶稣基督的第二次再来。
With the new heaven and new earth.
接下来就是新天新地的来临。
That only God's people who has been saved by the blood of Jesus will enter.
只有那些被神的宝血所洁净的人才能够进到永生里面去。
The next one is there will be judgment.
第二三点就是。会有一个审判。
There will be judgment to people, all the people who oppose God.
所有抵挡神的人都会遭受到审判。
And not saved by the blood of Jesus.
那些没有被耶稣宝血所洗净的都会受到审判。
Jesus' birth confirms that the King of the universe has come as prophesied.
耶稣的降生告诉我们，这个宇宙的君王已经来临。
First time as a baby.
刚开始的时候，第一次来的时候，他是一个婴孩。
In human flesh.
披着肉身。
In order to die on the cross for our sins.
为的就是要死在十字架上，拯救你我的罪。
So second time when he comes, I prophesied.
当他第二次再来的时候。
He will judge the world.
他会审判这个世界。
He will come in his full glory.
他会荣耀的再来。
As King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
会像是这个万王之王、万主之主这样子的来临。
That every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所有的口都要称颂耶稣是主。
He will judge both the living and the dead.
他将会审判活人和死人。
Nobody can escape his judgment.
没有一个人能够在上帝面前逃脱审判。
All sinners will tremble under his furious judgment.
所有的罪人都会颤抖在他神的宝座前面。
But we have a way. There's a way out.
但是好消息是有一条出路。
When Jesus was born,
当耶稣基督降生的时候
，the angels brought the good news to the world.
天使告诉这个一个重大的好消息。
Saying this baby is the Savior, the Messiah, and the Lord.
他说这个婴孩是弥赛亚，是主，是救主。
This Savior, Messiah, has been promised throughout the Old Testament Bible.
这个救主就是在旧约圣经里面所预言的那一位，将要来的那一位。
And has finally come.
他已经来到了。
The angel said to Joseph,
这个天使,
yeah, husband of Mary.
天使告诉这个约瑟，就是玛利亚的这个丈夫。
She will give birth to a son.
他说：“你将要生一个儿子。”
And you are to give him the name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Because he will save the people from their sins.
因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶当中拯救出来。
All the priests other than Jesus has to offer sacrifice to God.
所有的祭司都要向耶和华、向神献祭。
For the cleansing of the sin of the people they represent.
来洁净他自己，还有他自己百姓的罪。
This has to be done repeatedly because the sacrifices.Are imperfect.
旧约里面的献祭是一直不断的发生，因为这些祭物都不能够完全的解决我们人类的罪恶。
They are only foreshadows of the ultimate and perfect sacrifice.
它只不过是一个缩影，要指向的就是耶稣基督那终极的赦罪。
Jesus, Son of God Himself.
耶稣基督成了这个罪祭。
Jesus is not just a priest.
耶稣基督不仅仅是一个祭司
He is the perfect sacrifice because he has no sin.
他也是一个最完美的祭物，因为他没有这个罪的瑕疵。
Jesus is a true high priest.
耶稣基督是至高上帝的祭司
who offered himself as a sacrifice to cleanse us from our sin.
他拯救我们，带领我们，脱离我们从这个罪和死亡的权势当中脱颖出来
and once and for all.
一次的献上，他就永远的摆上。
Only Jesus is forever high priest who can save us from the wrath of God.
唯有耶稣基督是至高上帝的祭司，也唯有他才能够挽回上帝的愤怒。
He will forever petition for us before God.
他会永远的在这个神的面前为我们请愿。
So what's more precious than we have Jesus as our high priest forever?
我们还有什么能够比我们拥有耶稣基督为我们至高上帝的祭司更加来的宝贵呢？
The next one is because Jesus Christ has already come.
第五点，因为耶稣基督已经来临。
Since creation, God has been revealing Himself to human beings.
自从创世以来，神的永恒和他的神性已经显明在我们的人性。
In ancient time, through Israel's forefathers.
在古时候，借着多这个圣，借着族长来向我们显明，以色列的族长。
Then through the prophets.
后来接着这个先知。
And in the last day through his son.
后来在这个末世就透过耶稣基督。
Jesus the Messiah has come to the world.
耶稣基督这个弥赛亚已经来到这个世界。
Revealing who God is and what God is like.
他来告诉我们谁是神，而且神的属性是什么样子的。
Revealing God is the prophetic road of Jesus.
要把这个神给表明出来，也就是耶稣基督最重要的工作。
Jesus not only speaks when he was in the world.
耶稣基督不仅仅是在这个世上的时候说话。
Jesus also speaks through the Bible.
耶稣基督也透过圣经向我们说话。
The Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
圣经是透过圣灵的启示所写成的。
Today Jesus continues to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督今天借着圣灵继续向我们说话。
The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Jesus.
神圣的灵也就是耶稣的灵。
And continues the ministry of Jesus after his departure.
当耶稣基督降这个离开升天的时候，圣灵的工作就继续的完成耶稣所离开的之后的工作。
Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in the heart of all believers.
圣灵住在我们每一个信徒当中。
Because of this, the Holy Spirit is the continuation of Emmanuel, God with us.
所以我们可以说，圣灵也就是神与我们同在的一个记号，也就是延伸了耶稣基督与我们同在的这个记号。
And the guarantee of our inheritance of salvation.
也保证了我们所有信耶稣的人有这样子的一个永生的确据。
Are waiting for the second coming of Jesus and the new heaven and new earth.
我们正在等待，正在盼望第二次耶稣基督的再来。
When and where again God again will dwell with man just like at the beginning of creation.
就好像在刚开始的时候，创世以前，这个神与人永恒的同在一样。
Your response?
你的回应是什么呢？
God's revelation always calls for a response.
神的启示往往就会要求一个回应。
Over the last 2,000 years since Jesus' birth,
在2000多年前耶稣基督来临的时候，
people all over the world have been looking into what Jesus has done and said.
好多人都在看到底谁是耶稣，到底耶稣基督在这个世上到底要做什么事。
Jesus has proven himself to be the true Messiah and the one who has been promised by God all along.
耶稣基督证明了他就是弥赛亚，他就是要来的那一位，旧约所说的那一位。
Before his arrival,
John, 还没有来临的时候，
John the Baptist invited people to repent.
这个施洗约翰叫所有的人要悔改，
to prepare their hearts for the coming of the Messiah.
为的就是要准备他们的心来接受耶稣。
Prepare the way for the Lord, make strict paths for him.
施洗约翰这么说，在预备主的道，要修直他的路。
Have you prepared your heart for Jesus?
你已经准备好你的心接受耶稣了没有？
Have you made room in your heart for Jesus?
你的心里面是否有一个空间，有一个地方可以容纳耶稣？
I hope you have.
我希望你是有的。
I pray that the message of Christmas,
我盼望这个圣诞节的这个信息，
of the birth of Jesus into the world and what it all means,
和这个耶稣基督来到这个世界和耶稣基督的目的是，
will prepare your heart for Jesus.
能够帮助你，准备你，让你有这个这样子的心智来跟随耶稣。
So you may accept him as your Lord and Savior.
所以你可以被接纳，成为神国的子民。
And be included into the glorious plan that God has prepared for all who love him and accept him.
是神在永世当中为你们所预备。
I wish all you all have a blessed Christmas.
我盼望你们每一个都有一个备受祝福的圣诞节。
Remember the birth of Lord Jesus and what he has done for us.
记住耶稣基督的降生以及耶稣为你们所做的一切的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Elder Walter, for that lovely message reminding us that at Christmas we celebrate the coming of Jesus as Messiah, as King, Prophet, and Priest. And it is our hope that we'll continue to reflect on Jesus in all of his riches and in all of his fullness, and that we would keep responding to him, make room in our hearts for him, and putting our trust in him as our Lord and Savior. As you came in, as you sat down, you may have noticed that we